Much of the GOP criticism centers around the recent New York State Attorney General report. It found that Cuomo's March 25th executive order placing COVID-19 hospital patients into nursing homes may put residents at risk and led to more deaths. The report also confirmed that the State Department of Health undercounted nursing home deaths by as much as 50% by not counting residents who died after being taken to a hospital. Speaking at a press conference in Albany Tuesday, Senate Minority Leader Robert Ort of North Tonawanda says there needs to be a federal investigation into the report's findings.
We need the president's Justice Department to look into this, because I think that's the only way we're going to get the answers that we continue to seek.
Ort says federal action is needed because state Democrats and their supermajority have stonewalled efforts to hold the Cuomo administration accountable. That includes a Republican motion on Tuesday to compel Health Commissioner Howard Zucker to testify before the Senate Aging Committee. The committee chair, Democratic Senator Rachel May, ruled the motion out of order.
The only thing out of order seems to be the majority's lack of political will and courage to do anything on this issue.
New York's congressional Republicans have already sent a letter asking U.S. Attorney General Monty Wilkinson to subpoena both Cuomo and Zucker. Southern Tier Congressman Tom Reed, a member of the House Problem Solvers Caucus, says he's hopeful this can be a bipartisan effort.
Our reputation of being someone who respects each side of the aisle will hopefully garner more of that support, and we'll get a positive outcome here. Because again, this is not about a political issue. This is about 15,000 people that died.
The Department of Justice began a probe into New York and three other Democrat-controlled states' handling of nursing homes last year under the Trump administration. Reed says he's awaiting word on whether that probe is still ongoing and whether a new one can be launched. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.